Okay, so we're doing here, Mishnah and Safem, Chag Pesach. Okay. So, in theory, you're supposed to be able to come and Pesach, but it really gets into much more than that. So, I guess it's essentially about the Yisr Chametz and the Zman. I guess the Zman of the Yisr Chametz and the parameters of the Yisr Chametz. So, we'll see. So, Mishnah starts with a simple one. So the chametz of a goy that was left over on Pesach, it's mutter v'hana. You'll see, it's really mutter nachil also. Okay, but that's just what I believe. V'shal Yisrael asur v'hana, shnei lo yirel chasar. So it's saying, because since the Seifa is saying asur v'hana, so the ratio is saying mutter v'hana. But in Echonam, you think it's mutter v'hana. I think we'll get into it later. So it's fine. So Chametz of Yisrael, which is over on Pesach, is Asur Mana, Shnei Leil Chazor. Okay? Somehow that Pasuk is supposed to be approved to that Isser. It's not really clear. And it sounds like it's Nezah Deraisa, also. Sounds that way, right? For the Mishnah. The Rag Rashi, the Gemara Mefarsh, Lo Mishim Kenasa. The overall of Yishuv Laira. He says it doesn't mean Shenemar that's telling you the thing. It's telling you that it's a kenas because you were over on Laira. Okay, so the Pasuk isn't citing the fact that it's also, the Pasuk is explaining why it's also. Okay, and it's really a Dharma. Okay, so Zigmar is going to get there. There's one Pshat in the Gemara. You'll see, it's not so simple. Another Pshat in the Gemara that really is there, right? And it's on a different sheet. But I guess Rashi is going the way we hold. Okay, the way we hold it. The way we learn the Mishnah seems to be that way. Okay, so we'll see. This thing is going to unfold there. Okay, is there any problems so far? So, money must be seen. Lord of Yehuda, Lord of Shema, Lord of Yosegli. So, we're going to see Mai, the Tanya. So, what are we talking about? So, there's a Brisa. This Brisa is going to have three machlokas. It's an extensive Brisa, extensive Limudim, until it finally gets to the question about who's the author of our Mishnah. We're kind of going to forget about our Mishnah for a little while. And we're going to get into the three of machlokas, and I'd like to understand certain aspects of this machlokas, okay? I'd like to understand the main idea, though, the main idea of the machlokas. You'll see it brings into play a lot of different nimudim and all different types of areas. But I'm going to kind of select different points I want to take up in the Gemara, okay? But you'll see there's a lot to digress on, which I want to try to stick to the main ideas in a second. So the Tanya. So we have three of machlokas, right? Chametz is Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz bein l'fnei zmano, bein l'achar zmano, over lo belav. So before Pesach, which means on Erev Pesach, Rashi says from 6 hours on onwards, from Chatzos and on, and toch l'achar zmano, which over lo Pesach, over belav. So if you eat the chametz before Pesach or after Pesach, so you're over in a lav. V'im achlo ein onish karis. Okay, but there's no karis. Okay, but toch zmano over a lot of the cars. So there's on Pesach itself is a lot of that car. So there's three zman essentially. Before Pesach, it means from 6 hours and onwards on Erev Pesach. That's what we're going to call before Pesach. On Pesach and after Pesach is a shana shel Pesach. So before and after are alive and it's from deraisa. But no malchus, but no kares. And during Pesach is even kares. Even kares. Okay, this is Shita Shem Yehuda. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. All the derisas. So far, all the derisas. All the derisas. Derisas before, derisas after, derisas during, kares during. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chametz lefnei zmano ula'achar zmano, ina uvelot ulot klom. Before and after is nothing. Not over anything. Tov's mana over a lot of karas lav. Okay, so it's big mahogas. Okay, you know, during, before and after, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no lav. Okay, Tov's gets into it, but there's still also. Still also you eat it beforehand because it's tashbisa. It's like an SRSA or something. You know, I have to destroy it. So eating it isn't destroying it. He's eating it. So it's still also, but there's no lav. Essentially, he says there's no lav. Yeah, there's no lav before, and there's no lav after. But on Pesach, he agrees with Karis, of course. So two machalaksim, right? Right away, it's two machalaksim between Rashi and Rashi. before and after. Right? One after. Okay. Now the Gemara, now let's see, it's funny. Now the Gemara says, okay. So now it says, Umisha'a she'asar ve'achila asar hana. From the time that it's asar and achila, it's also asar in hana. Okay. Asan l'tanakama. That's going according to Tanakama. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda. Because, of course, according to Rav Shimon, asar achila begins on Pesach. So, of course, it's asar. Let's see, of course, it's asar hana. But Rashi says, "Moshe Rosh Hashanah, Haimi Misheshol to Umay, Lo De Amar Lefneiz Mana B'Lav." Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an Isser, there writes a Lav on Erev Pesach. So too, there's an Isser, Ana. The Chamil Sir Yehuda Kamar La, Kedem Farash B'Gemara, Asal Tanakama. That's according to the Tanakama. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. So just saying is, by the way, not only is there an Isser Ana, I'm sorry, not only is Asar beforehand, but it's even Asar Ana beforehand. Okay, so far so good. This is out here choppy. Rabbi Yose Glili Omer. Okay, Rabbi Yose Glili Omer. Okay, this is a wild cheat out here. Tama Latzmacha. You should be astounded. Question on yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. Hey, Chomis Asarana Kol Sheva. How could it be that Tama is Asarana all 7 days? How could that be? No one really explains this. The Meloha Roim, does. He gives about 3 or 4 explanations of what he's talking about. What's the sense of this thing? What's the argument? It just sounds like you're supposed to be saying, like, how could it be with you? It's crazy. It's the crazy position. But it's, you'd think someone should explain, right? I mean, why? What's wrong with that? Why? What's wrong with coming to be answered? I'm not kosher about that. I mean, for us, it sounds like, of course, I'm kosher about everyone else does that, you know? But, like, you'd imagine some explanation. The Gemara should explain. Someone should explain. You just to think that, I'm not sure when the Mala Ram was, but you wouldn't think he'd be the first one to try to take this up. But, to my knowledge, yes. I mean, I looked around.
Who is that?
I don't know who he is. I can tell you his name if you want. Yeah, that's just the thing. I don't know. So, I mean, hopefully we'll get to that at some point. Okay, it's strange. It's very strange. There's one other case, I think Tosfos. There's another Tosfos who references, because this comes up on Chokim also. Oh, because it turns out, it's funny, this is a limud. It's limud, because it says, L'yor l'cha. So he says, Shalchoye, it should be for you. So we mean for you? For you, for Hana. It's a limud. It's on Chokim also. Chokim al. Something like that. Yeah, so if Kiv Eger sends you to, there's one other place in Shas, is what she says, Tamar Aslacha. They're just talking about by Nida. Nida says, Zachav Chafifa, before a woman goes in the mikvah, she does Chafifa, which is like she combs her hair and her body to make sure there's no Chatzitza. So the halacha is, it's a question that should be, and generally try to make it as close to the mikvah as possible. It's the whole thing, you do it at night, it's the whole thing with it. Maybe she can do it, even though she doesn't feel nice, she can do it during the day, because she can see better during the day. So there's a shita of all that you can do. If you do it on Yom Kippur and on Motzai Shabbos, you do it Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So he says, Tama Latzmacha, how could you do that? Because he says, even, how could you do it on Yom Kippur on Saturday night, all you can do is Chafifa on Friday. So he says, even doing it the day during the day beforehand is like a push. Because it's already far away, so it's true. But they matter because they'll see better, whatever. But to do it on Friday and say that she's going to get off for chatzitzas on Erev Shabbos for Saturday night, he says that's tamal. So that you can understand tamal. That makes sense. Tamal. It's like that's crazy. I mean, there's an intrinsic sense to saying how could you imagine that to me? It's like astounding. Tamal is like a tema. It's astounding. That makes sense over there. But over here, it's just, I mean, that's a part of the Malarom's kashas. He has these kashas trying to explain it. Because Yisrael holds this, and he holds that, and this Rav Shimon holds this. There's all kinds of alumnus trying to explain all different, but I mean, the plain sense of Tamal Atmacha is like, this is a crazy position. Sounds like something's, well, how could it be? So, okay, so let's leave the question. You think about it. It's a good question. How could it be?
Well, he's saying it's crazy.
I know. And as it's funny also, it's like, Rilcha, he has a lima. So what's he saying? How could it be? Why he has a lima to say this Madrana? But it sounds like that there's two discussions here. There's a discussion of like a limudim, and then there's just like limudim aside. How could you say such a thing? And I forget limudim. Limudim is very nice. You have this, your limud, I have my limud. But it's crazy. That's what it sounds like. Like by chafifa. You want to say Erev Shabbat? Look, whatever svaras you want to tell me. But how could it be? You know, chafifa is so far away from the tefillah. The whole thing is to get rid of chatzitza. So it's just crazy. You tell me you have a good limud of svara. This, but just let's think for a second. Does this make any sense? So it sounds like that's what he's saying. Is I have a limud, but the limud is very nice, and I have my limud. You're gonna hear a limud, but this doesn't make any sense. How could it be? That's also mana. Del Shiva. And he really holds much about that. That's the punchline, by the way. Because the point of view is that they light up on the chanas of Esa. But just I don't know. There's something missing in this gemara. You know, like you're right. If you have a thing on limud, you don't say how could it be? Tamalas, but it's like you should be ashamed of yourself. And I could even say such. Yeah, I mean, one thing Long Ram says, which could be said, is, could be you could say this. This is a possible, and I think this is a possible explanation. I have a different explanation, but the possible explanation that he wants to say is good. Is that the question is that if you tell me a night is also about nah, so something's also about nah, in general, you can't own it, because it basically has no worth. So it's worth nothing, it's worth zero. So it's about nah. So if you can tell me something about nah, so it's no worth. So then you simply say, so that could be an issue of value or value. Say value or value means you can't own comments. That could be own chametz, it's not worth zero. It's worth zero, so there's no such thing as even vital something. So, that's what he asks. That's a question, so that's what the Gemara says. This isn't his question, this is Gemara says. Rabba, right? And Vav, he says, Shnei Dvarimim Mishushalad and Masana Kasavir, Kilo Hebrishis. So really, there's no chosh Mishra Vailas, you can't really own it. But in terms of Israel, Vayim Vayimotse, the Torah was Ukimid in your Shas. He gave it like a din of Vailas Shalis, or whatever it's supposed to be on the side. But there's that, some sort of a chiddush kind of idea that even though you can't really own it, but still, you can own it. Like, I don't know, you have to get this together, but you're doing that.
So
we
said that
by
Rabbi
Matthew's
not owning it.
Okay, that's what relating it to, fine. I mean, but Elohim versus, oh, fine, whatever it is. But you could argue is that the Rishon just doesn't buy that. He says, by Rabbi Matthew, you don't own it. And if it's this awesome, you can't own it. You can't own it. So therefore, you could say, Tamas, how could it be that it's also about no? It's also about no. Then you, ipso facto, deny the whole list of Vayar Vayamata. You know, so then that's ownership. I mean, it's true, Rabba said Shnei Dvarim that whole thing, but, or Rabba Laza, not Rabba, Rabba Laza. Like, right? But it could be Rabbi Yosef Lili just doesn't hold by that. I mean, it could be that's Mahalakas. Could be. If you want to say that, then you can see Tamas. It's because by saying such a position, you ipso facto shoot down the whole list of Vayar Vayamata, according to his understanding. Could be that would be the machlokes, you know, whether you hold by that kind of a thing. Like, it could be you hold that you just can't have by everybody wants it, or it doesn't go through violence. Well, that's what it means. You know, it's yours. Shacha. Elcha, it's yours. So if you can't own it, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. So it's true, there's a whole chiddush, there are all others, maybe he doesn't hold by it. I think that's one of the answers to the Rama, I guess. And that would explain the lashon of Tamalas. You know, it's like a stand, it's a serious problem. It's not just a technicality, it's a real problem. It's open halacha, but you know, whatever I want to. Okay, but let's leave it go. Unless anyone has any comments, hopefully we'll get back to it. I have a different idea, but I want to get more into this again. Lorem's in the back, by the way. By the way, Lorem's in the back. In the back of the one. Okay, so I guess we'll go further along. Okay? So now basically, let's end the price. Right? I think so. Okay, I don't know if it's the end of the right side actually, but let's go a little further. I'm not sure whether it's not clear. No, I guess it keeps going. So nothing more contained. So basically, you have three sheets. So let's just relay out the three sheets. So you have Rav Yehuda holds an Isser of Chametz, Achila and Hana before Pesach, on Pesach with Kares, and after Pesach. That's Rav Yehuda. And no scholar. Okay, before, during, on, before, during, after. And there's Nisar, there's a lav and there's karis. Lav is before and then karis. Rav Shimon rejects the whole thing of lav before and after. You know, the only thing is on Pesach itself. The only thing is on Pesach itself. Okay, forget that I say, on Pesach itself. Karis, lav and karis, nothing. But there's Nisar Hana. He agrees there's Nisar Hana. Rav Shimon, he agrees there's Nisar Hana. But he says, nothing, forget before and after. Okay? And Rav Yisrael Glila, I'm saying, and within Rav Yehuda, there's Nisar Hana also before it. Within Rav Yehuda, there's Nisar Hana before and also, and after. But, and then we have Lily, who just says there's no sound altogether. Okay, so it's like different tracks. Basically, it's on different tracks, so to speak. He's not talking about the time, he's just coming along with a totally separate thing and saying, yes, there's no Asana. I don't buy this Asana thing. Okay? So now the Gemara goes like this. So let's get down to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds an Isser, there's an Olav beforehand, right? There's an Olav beforehand. Olav beforehand. So where's the law beforehand? So he says, Shenemar lo sofa olav chametz. Okay, lo sofa olav chametz. To review. Right. Okay, so lo sofa olav, what does that mean, lo sofa olav? So let's get in here, let's pass that out. So this is, let's see, look at this. Olav chametz here. So it's, okay. So it's, the pasuk is, tesayin. Dvarim tesayin. Here's the beginning part. Shemaras chodesh aviv. So it's basically about the current Pesach. So after Pesach, Hashem alakecha, zenuvaka, v'makom v'sheyuchah Hashem l'shakein shemar shem. Lo sochal olav chametz. Do not eat upon it, the current Pesach, chametz. Shivas yamim tochal olav matzos, lechemoni. For 7 days, you should eat upon it matzah lachamon ki b'tki pazam yatzas amir t'chayim lantiskar siyom tzayis tzayim tzayim kol yimechayach. Okay. So lo sochal olav chametz. So what's olav? Olav is on the Karban Pesach. So when does the Karban Pesach begin? It's 6 hours or whatever. It's a little complicated. But an Erev Pesach from 6 hours. Technically, anyone says, yeah, but if you brought it 6 hours, it's fine. Yeah, okay, so basically, on Erev Pesach. Yeah, the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach is on Erev Pesach, and then the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach is at night, at the Seder, on El Pesach. Okay? But basically, the mitzvah of Pesach, Karban Pesach, begins on Erev Pesach. So that's what he says. The so-called Olav Chametz means there's no, you know, to eat on it, on the Karban Pesach. Here Rashi says. I skipped Rashi. Tama lots of fun. They feel so come away. Come with the mutarano. Come the tama honey the asri. Because they asri even now even before Pesach. He said, "What do you mean? So mutarano even on Pesach itself?" So Olav mishas shchita. From the time of shchita to Pesach, plainu misheishos olmayla shachama no delayer. Okay, the whatever. The sun is starting to get starting to go down. So from basically 6 hours onwards. Okay. So that's the lav, right? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also on Pesach because also halal comes. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Okay, this is what I want to take up. Okay, this is what I want to take up. This thing. Amar lo. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says also on also rachila yinaladi chametz on Pesach because also halalav on the Karban Pesach. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. The chiyav shalomar came. Can you say this? Velo kvar nemar lo so halalav chametz. So halalav chametz. Shivas Yamin, the Kol of Matzos. Okay, it's not clear what he's asking, but maybe because it says 7 days? It's not clear exactly. Ella, MK Matam Alomar Losofa Olav Chametz, so what's it saying? Bishah she Yashno Bechol Machol Matzah, Yashno Baal Tochol Chametz. Or Bishah she Eno Bechol Machol Matzah, Eno Baal Tochol Chametz. So whenever there's a mitzvah to eat Matzah, there's an Isser of Chametz. There's no mitzvah in Matzah, there's no Isser of Chametz. Okay, what does that mean to do with the Karban Pesach? I mean, the whole thing is a little bit funny. So I just explained the Sofa Olav Chametz. Is there Rashi here? No.
What is Achi? I mean.
But okay, so let's see. So Tosfos tries to explain this more. Okay, what he's saying. What is arguing with this? Okay, so it's a little bit unclear what he's saying. That's what he says. Tosfos says Alashon Dachim. Okay, the Alashon here is different. What is again, if you hold the Isser and starts on Eretz, this Isser of the Chilas Chametz starts on Eretz Pesach with the Shlita, with the Karban Pesach. So hold on. And you give the Kanto argument, or Shun's Kanto argument, he says, the Nero Lo Rashba, the Sintosis M.K. Matan Aloma, Nero Lo Rashba, Dachi Pirusha. Okay, look far, Nemar, Tochal Olav Matzos. Okay, Olav. Now remember, there's a key word here, is Olav. Lo Sochal Olav Chametz, on it. He says, but it also says in the very same Pasuk, Tochal Olav Matzos. V'ha'hu alav al-karchach a'achilas Pesach koi. That definitely, alav, doesn't mean on Erev Pesach. They should eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Right, that means eat on it, you know, together with the Pesach. So hachanami lo sochol olav chametz koinami ashas achilas haPesach. So therefore, olav, when it says olav, you have to learn that it means just like the matzah means olav means on Pesach itself. So to the chametz it means olav on Pesach itself, and it doesn't mean beforehand. Okay. So the question is, when it says lo sofa olav, you should eat chametz on it, on the Karban Pesach, does it mean during the day on Erev Pesach, when you start the Pesach, does Shashti does the Pesach, or does it mean from Shasachilas the Pesach, which is just like the matzah is olav, so to this is olav, so it means only on Pesach itself, and it's a machlokas. Okay, does it mean from the, I guess, from the Shchitas the Pesach, from the Chilas Pesach? The Shchitas Pesach is on Erev Pesach, and the Achilles Pesach is only a Pesach itself. And his argument is because it says like matzah. So same Allah, you want to tell me Allah, but it says, oh, this is all by matzah also. Matzah is definitely only on Pesach itself. So too, chametz. Okay, and those just ends off with kasha. So kasha, why is there a kra? Lahati. Behecha tesi, shiei, bebal tocha, chametz, be a dalid, have a kulu kroim, it's shachinu le kaman, aliba, the Rabbi Shimon. He just says, why does Rabbi Yehuda have to bring a limud to teach me that you don't have an Isser chametz on Erev Pesach? Isn't the burden of proof on Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda has a pasuk, but Rabbi Shimon uses the pasuk for something else. So why does he have to show? He's just saying, why do you have to show how Rabbi Shimon is going to learn this losocha olav chametz? He just uses the pasuk up later on for something else. So it's not, he's saying it's not necessary to explain the pasuk differently, to explain, you know, what olav means. He just doesn't have the pasuk. He uses the pasuk to teach you a different thing. So let's leave the kasha. I mean, he totally says the kasha. Okay, we didn't do that gemara yet anyway. Okay, so essentially we have machlokes. So let's just summarize machlokes. So the question is, when does the Isser of Achilas Chametz begin? Isser of Achilas Chametz begin from sixth hour. Sixth hour, basically from the time of the Karban Pesach, because there's also Olav Chametz, Shini Chametz on it. Or does it begin from that night, which is together with Achilas HaPesach, because just like it says Techol Olav Matzos. Techol Olav Matzos is also only a night, so do this is only a night. Okay, so I guess let's show you what's what. It's on Erev Pesach. Right, I mean, it's true, Chaim saying is normally an Isser Pesach, Isser Chametz on Pesach. Chag HaPesach, right? Yonder. That's true. But that's that every Pesach. That you get Karis for. But now you have another thing. Rabbi Yehuda is saying there's another thing here. Vasova Olav Chametz. Which means that the Karban Pesach itself has an Isser Chametz. And that's what the Chaim meant is that it must be there's some contradiction between Karban Pesach and Chametz. For whatever reason, all philosophical reasons, whatever it is. But halachically, it's saying is that. That like they are locked, they can't coexist. Karban Pesach and Chametz are a contradiction. And therefore, there's a separate issue. Even though it's not Yantif yet, but it is this amount of Karban Pesach, so there's a contradiction. You can't eat Chametz now. I think everyone agrees with.
You can't do.
Yeah, there's a separate issue. Lo Sishcha al Chametz Nam Zifri. Which is, I believe everyone holds by that, which is that you're not allowed to do this. So I think it's an issue in Shchitas HaPesach. That is like you can't do shchitas haPesach when you're on chametz, and that's subjective. It depends on you, not as man. If you do shchitas haPesach, you're not allowed on. And if it's so, it's like an iser shchita. Like, you know what I mean? It's like different. It's not iser achila. I think even if you own it, it's not an iser achila. So this is a separate iser achila. So that's a different problem. Shchitas haPesach, you know. But here it's an iser achila. So achila iser achila pesach. Iser achila
chametz. Very
good. Right. That is service only if you're doing shlita, like I said. Nowadays you don't do shlita, it's a pesach, so you don't have a shlita on the zibbe, because it's missing shlita. It's only for a pesach. This is an issue in the zman, that lists the shlita, the so-called Allah of chametz, since this is the zman of from pesach, so you're not allowed to eat chametz during the zman of the pesach. It's like a contradiction of the korah, even if it's not the actual maisach grava, it's the shit, it's the zman of the pesach. And the zman of the pesach creates an issue and an issue of chametz. Independent of what they're actually doing. Yeah, it's like really like it's really like a zman. It's like a real zman, like a, almost like a yontif. It says Asr Rasiyas Malafim and Devar Sofim during that time. Not like regular yontif, every yontif. Yeah. Kurn doesn't malach ayat of hatzos, and every other pesach you give neither. Okay. I mean, it's a real iser malach, and it's a malach, and it's a different self. So it's a real zman. It's a real like a dushna. There's a karmah, there's a chagiga of that in that zman, karmah chagiga for that zman. So it's a regular, it's a real, there's a dushna zman. So it's a zman of the pesach. And the zman of the pesach, it really creates, there's an iser of chametz. Contradiction between Chametz and Pesach. They're saying the Zman of Karban Pesach creates an Isser Achila. Isser Achila is Pesach. Isser Achila is Chametz. Okay, so that explains what Shita. If you look at it that way, what does Shita look like? That's the Arafa, right? That's saying that it's an Isser Arafa Pesach. Right? Because that's the Zman of the Karban Pesach. And therefore, that's Zman. There's a contradiction between Pesach and Chametz. So therefore, the Sukha Allah of Chametz. So Allah is not Allah, this is not the Pesach. That's it. So what's this other idea? So the other guy kind of doesn't buy it. The Rishon doesn't buy it. He says, what's his idea? Just some background. I mean, the Mitzvah Kam Pesach, the Ram is Lishchot HaPesach Uzmana. That's a Mitzvah.
What's that mean?
Mitzvah Say.
What's that mean?
To shech the Karban Pesach in its
mind. Holy
shchadish. Okay. That's one mitzvah. And there's another mitzvah. I'm reading from the Kosar. So, lechol b'sar pesach al matzah u'mor b'leile chamish asr. So, there are two sort of mitzvahs. Shchita and zriya. Shchita and achela. By the way, I think this is a fact that I don't know if it's anything to do with our sugya, but so if you ever do any Karban Pesach sugya, in general in Karbanos, maybe it relates to our sugya, but in Karbanos, normally you have, or Shchita is an avoda, it's just not an avoda, but the kiyam, what's the real, the kiyam of carbon, and then regular carbon is in where?
Zurika.
In Zurika Saddam. The real kiyam of the carbon is the Zurika Saddam. Okay, on Zayach. Okay, that's the real kiyam of the carbon. Like, the carbon reaches its realized. You know, even though maybe actually afterwards, but it is afterwards. The real, I guess the real kiyam of the carbon comes about through the Zurika Saddam. Okay, and even the burning is after, and it's not essentially the Zrika Saddam is the Balaam. I guess they get the Kiyama carbon from the Zrika, but in Karban Pesach, it was shifted to Achila. Okay, even in terms of Kachim itself, the Kiyama carbon comes about in Achila. Okay, that's if you just took it in Karban Pesach, it's good to know. I mean, it's a shift in the regular pattern of Hilchos Kachim as in Karban Pesach changes. The Rama Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Asur, this is Aleph Ches and Chametz Matzah. Asur lechol Chametz biyomar ba'asur mechatzos hayom ulamayla. Shehu mitzchilas sha'ashviyas bayom. V'chalo ochol bezman hazeh lokem en haTorah. Shenemar lo socha olav Chametz. Kelomar al karban haPesach. Kach lamdu pi Hashemua v'perush davarzeh. Lo socha Chametz misha'a sheru uya l'shchitas haPesach. Shehu bein harbayim v'hu chatzi hayom." Okay, I mean, I have an idea, but it's hard. It's a very hard machlokes. It's hard to get a machlokes. I mean, you could try to define, I think, start just to define the two of them, you know? I'm not really sure if we got machlokes here, but it seems to be saying, I think what Chaim is saying, that it's a din in Achilas HaPesach, which means, and you see that Achilas HaPesach is like a phenomenon. It's not just like a Maisa Achila. It's like, there's all kinds of halachos in Achilas HaPesach. First of all, and how you eat it itself, like not breaking bones, and there's all kinds of halachos there. And but additionally, there's a chabura, and they have a kiyam of al matzah zumarom yachlu. It's not, see, like normally, if it's just a ma'aseh achila, eat the thing, then how do you have like a whole, it's like a whole like activity, and it brings with it, there are halachos involved in the activity of achilas pesach. They're side dishes, you know, it's like a ma'aseh zumarom. So he's learning, it sounds like from the Limud there, he's learning is that just like it has, the Achilas HaPesach has Chiyuvim, which are associated with it, it has Yisurim, which are associated with it. Whereas there's a Chiyuv of Al Matzos, Allah, Tochal Allah of Matzos, and Lo Sochal Allah of Chametz. You know what I mean? That's the Basi, that's his Limud. Lo Sochal Allah of Chametz, Shivas Yamim, Tochal Olav Matzos. So he's saying, just like Tochal Olav Matzos is Olav, is a din in Achilas HaPesach, there's a whole institution of Achilas HaPesach, which has components to it. And it creates Yisurim. So it creates an Isser of the Achi of Achilas Matzah, and that has a corresponding Isser Achilas Chametz. I mean, they're related, presumably. It's not just, it's like, Matzah has an opposite. So there's a Achiv of Achilas Matzah with it, and there's an Isser of Achilas Chametz with it. You know what I mean? But it's all a characteristic of the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, which has these, has components. Like, it has a component of Matzah, so it has a contrary component of Chametz. There's no halacha, for instance, of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So it's not just a din in Karban Pesach per se. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just in Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach and Chametz are antithetical. So I don't care. Karban Pesach exists on Erev Pesach. Like, that's the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And that's kind of what you're saying. It's Karban Pesach begins on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. Has different components, has Shechita, has Achila, fine, but it's a whole world of Karban Pesach. And there's contradiction between Pesach and Chametz. So contradiction is a general idea. A contradiction in Karban Pesach and Chametz. So whenever the Karban Pesach exists, Olav on it. So whenever the Karban Pesach exists, there's an Isser Chametz. So this man, when the Karban Pesach emerges, it emerges on the sixth hour. So it's Shechita Olav on it. So anything. Okay, anything. It's a contradiction between the two entities of Pesach, Karban Pesach, and Chametz. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a much more specific halacha. It's not just the entities contradict. But there's a specific mitzvah achilas ha-pesach, and mitzvah achilas ha-pesach is a mitzvah which has characteristics built into it. One such characteristic is the chiyuv matzah, MRR, and it has an antithetical characteristic, is achilas ha-pesach can't have chametz. It must have matzah, it can't have chametz. But it's a prat. It's not just in the entity of Karban Pesach. Contradiction in the entities. It's a contradiction in the mitzvah sachila. It's a prat of mitzvah sachila. Again, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's an intrinsic din in the chafetz of Karban Pesach itself. Karban Pesach is contradictory to chametz. Once the guy's involved in Karban Pesach is a reality, there's a contradiction. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a very specific halacha in mitzvah sachila sa Pesach. There's a mitzvah called Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach, and it's a prat of that. According to Rabbi Gavir, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a prat of a mitzvah. It's the institution of the Pesach, which is a contradiction. It's not Mitzvah HaPesach. It's the institution of Karban Pesach as an entity. As an entity, it has different characteristics. What's the difference? Which Shechita, Achila, it's all the entity of Karban Pesach. But again, according to it, it's specifically Mitzvah Achilas. Now, it could be, I'm not sure, if Mitzvah Achilas seems to have two emphases. One is the mitzvah, maisa ha-mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, which has all these things, you know, like Amasim Yechlu, and Al-Tochlu Menu Nav, Vashem Vushal Mayim, and, you know, and Kim Sliyesh, and you see there's you can't break bones, and that's like a maisa ha-mitzvah. Those are all mitzvahs. But then you also have that other point, is that Achila is the kiyam in Karban. In terms of Kodshim, Achila is the essence of the Karban. Okay, in terms of Kodshim. So I'm not sure if Rabbi Shimon, when he says that it's specifically a prat in Achilas Karban, Achilas Pesach, is it because the significance of the mitzvah Achilas Karban, or is it because of the kiyum Achila b'toras kachem? I'm not sure. Like, why does he restrict it? Either way, the Rabbi Yehuda is the same. Rabbi Yehuda says it's din Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is contradictory to chametz, but when Rabbi Shimon limits it to achila, I'm just not sure. Is it because of the achila? You know, is it because of the significant role achila has vis-a-vis kachem, or is it because of the mitzvah achila? I guess it would sound like a mitzvah achila because of the comparison to matzah. Matzah presumably is because of the mitzvah achila. I don't think that's because of the kiyum and kachem. Like, I don't think the carbon lacks if you don't have a matzah. I think that's just the din in the mitzvah achila. But I'm not sure. That's wrong. No, it's good. It's good, actually. The Rambam, the Koseris, the mitzvah is Lechol Besar Pesach Al Matzo Morer B'Chamish Osar. So you see, the mitzvah itself is a complex mitzvah. It's not just like a Maisa HaMitzvah, like a technical Maisa HaMitzvah. It's like a whole activity. The side dishes are actually part of the mitzvah itself.
Okay, question the makif or not, whatever, but they're part of the mitzvah itself. So it's built in. It's not just a simple action. You know what I mean? So that's what is good, is that it, just like it has kiyumim, it has an issa, which is no way from it. But we don't paskin that way, though. We paskin it's really not only an achilas pasach, or at least the Rambam. Paskin is only, I think the Ravid argues. Ravid paskin's the other way. This is actually machlokas. Ravid paskin's the other way. It's a big machlokas to Rishonim, because you know why? It's very interesting. Is we definitely paskin like Rabbi Shimon vis-a-vis chametz after Pesach. But here's the thing. What's very interesting, though, they explain this. The Magen Mishnah, Kaz Mishnah, that you have a klal in general, machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? You pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's open, I forgot how, maybe because Rava in our Gemara says we go like Rabbi Shimon, vis-a-vis after. So the question is, does that mean we go like Rabbi Shimon across the board, and therefore even beforehand? That's the way Ravid learns. I think the Balamar also. Maybe others. But the Rambam and others learn that, no, whatever, we have a universal rule. We always go like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, you know you like Rabbi Shimon, fine, so go like Rabbi Shimon by after Pesach, by Chomesh of Pesach. But it doesn't mean, it's not like all one issue, there are different issues here. The Ravid that I saw, that I just saw recently, right before Shira, so the Balamar tries to make them all reunited somehow or something like that. But we hold, Ramzah doesn't hold that. Ram holds that it's been in the Zman of the Pesach itself. So the contradiction in the Pesach and the Matzah, Pesach and the Chametz, and therefore whenever the Pesach is a reality, there's an Esser. Yeah. Pesach, so I'm just defining it. So what I'm doing here is, in this Svara, it's like I'm not going further. I don't know how to go further. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. I mean, maybe you go further. I don't see how to, I mean, you could, it seems like speculative. I just don't know how to do it. I mean, you can make a, it's hard. I'm not in the area. I feel like it could be, if you're in the area, you'd be able to go further. I'm defining the positions. Defining, it's like a definition. The defining is that if you say that the Isser is from Shechita, so it seems is saying is that it's a contradiction between the entities. Once Shechita, once Pesach exists, also Ha'olav. It doesn't say, once Ha'olav means on the Pesach, so once there's a Pesach, there's an Isser. So I'm just defining what that means, saying that the entities are contradictory. But the other way is, so it's tied in with Allah, just like matzah. You see, matzah mechlu is a component of the mitzvah sachila. So this is a component of the mitzvah sachila. Now, why you'd pick to say that it's a component of the mitzvah sachila, or to say it's a component of the Karm Pesach, or is it intrinsic in the contradiction, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I don't know that you're supposed to do that. I mean, you know, sometimes, like, I know Rabbi sometimes says, like the Rabbi says, you have to interview them. I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer those kinds of questions. Like, I don't know. Somehow I just feel like it, to go more further than that is very, very speculative. It's like it's too open ended. You don't know. You know, it's a question in the Limudim, maybe it's a question in, I don't know. I mean, you can make stuff up. I just feel like I don't feel grounded enough. And I feel these are two definitions, two good definitions. It's just why would you prefer one? I don't know, which one do you prefer? I know they're two different definitions, and they're based on the Limudim or whatever. So it turns out actually, I mean, one of them is based on Rav Shimon. I mean, that's Tosas bothered by. Whether you have, he uses the pasuk for something else. But I'm going to get into that, I guess. That's, Tosas does not answer that. So, but I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. So, you know, you can see two different ideas. They're two totally different ideas. These are different ideas. Now, how do you pick which one? I don't know. I don't know how to pick which one. You know? I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible to go further, but you have to be solid, you know? A good question you can ask is, what about if nowadays? According to Rabbi Yehuda, definitely it's also nowadays. I mean, that's what we pass, that's what Ram passes, let's say. Now, there's a din in the Zman. But if you say, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's a din of Lo Socha Olav, it's a din Nachilas HaPesach, so is that going to exist when there is no Achilas HaPesach? You know, like, Al Masrum Yochluhu, I mean, does exist nowadays because, I mean, that's all sugya. But because Berav Toch L'Matzos, it's a separate limud. But Amatzos Mirchel really wouldn't. So if you tell me Losocha Olav is like that, Shibasim Toch Olav Matzos, you know, so maybe you'd argue that Isser wouldn't exist if there's no Achilas HaPesach. You know? So, I mean, it could be that's an Afkamin. I don't know if there's a problem saying that, but, you know. But it's interesting. I don't know, I didn't see that brought down anywhere, but it seems to be, if you tell me that it's a din of, so Allah, just like Matzos, if you want to really just go just like Matzos, unless you're going to tell me that once you say, Ba'arav Toch L'Matzos, however that works, that's going to bring in the Esser Chametz, you know? Maybe somehow that would happen. I mean, it's also a Chametz anyway, so. I mean, practically it doesn't make a difference, but is it a separate lav, I guess? And of course it's also the Pesach, nowadays also the Chametz on Pesach, a little Pesach, you know what I mean? But is there like, Is it a separate halacha? Is there a new halacha? I mean, I guess that's what Tosfos is bothered by. Like, what's he doing exactly? I mean, of course, asur to eat on Pesach. Definitely asur. What does he have to start explaining this pasuk? Well, this is a different part of the question. He's saying that he doesn't have the pasuk altogether. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's like, is this a separate lav? If it's a separate lav, then nowadays he may not exist. But that's Tosfos. The question is that this separate lav he uses for something else altogether. I don't know. So what are we going to do tomorrow? It's a little late. So what do we do tomorrow? So this is what I'm going to just go through this Gemara and pick out the interesting points, the relevant points. Because you'll see now, the next part of the Gemara goes into a whole other thing here. I think what I'm going to do for tomorrow is Machlokes afterwards. Whether you have an Isra, is there an Isra? What's the concept if you have an Isra Chametz afterwards? Deraisa. Afterwards. If you want, you can read the Gemara of Money Masi. You can jump down to Money, the bottom of the page. Money Masi is an Ira of Yehuda, Chametz Tamakamar. It's a good idea to do that for money. Basically, you know, you have the three reasons. Now the Gemara choice to jump at the very bottom of the page. Who's the Mishnah? So you do that. You could basically, if you want, I don't know, you'd still a little bit. I mean, in theory, it ends. If you undo all the whole thing, basically, it ends. I guess so. Us do the time I do. It's like halfway down the Amud. The Riyah's first one. But you don't do that much. If you don't want to, you don't do that much. But it's probably, you know, so you really could get a shot. But that's essentially, I like to define machlokas, whether or not there's an Isser of Chomet Shalav Pesach. Deraisa. Okay, what's the concept of that Isser? Why would you say there is or say there isn't? You know, what's the idea? Okay. Fine. I mean, you'll see there's a machlokas about whether it's only by Jews' chametz or even by guys' chametz. I won't do that also, but I don't know if we're going to do it. Well, maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But that's another machlokas. Is chametz Pesach, according to Rita, only by Jews or even by guys'?